Judging by the sun, I could not have been insensible very long, probably not a minute, possibly an hour, and I could not remember what made me fall or where I had fallen from. But I saw that if I had rolled a little further, my mountain climbing would have been finished, for just beyond the bushes, the canyon wall steepened, and I might have fallen to the bottom. There said I, addressing my feet, to whose separate skill I had learned to trust night and day on any mountain. That is what you get by intercourse with stupid town stairs and dead pavements. I felt degraded and worthless. I had not yet reached the most difficult portion of the canyon, but I determined to guide my humbled body over the most nerve-trying places I could find, for I was now awake and felt confident that the last of the town fog had been shaken from both head and feet. I camped at the mouth of a narrow gorge which is cut into the bottom of the main canyon, determined to take earnest exercise next day. No plushy boughs did my ill-behaved bones enjoy that night, nor did my bumped head get a spicy cedar plum pillow mixed with flowers. I slept on a naked boulder, and when I awoke, all my nervous trembling was gone. The gorge portion of the canyon, in which I spent all the next day, is about a mile and a half in length, and I passed the time in tracing the action of the forces that determine this particular bottom gorge, which is an abrupt, ragged wall, narrow-throated canyon, formed in the bottom of the wide-mouthed, smoothed, and beveled main canyon. I will not stop now to tell you more. Someday you may see it, like a shadowy line from Cloud's Rest. In high water, the stream occupies all the bottom of the gorge, surging and chaffing in glorious power from wall to wall. But the sound of the grinding was low as I entered the gorge, scarcely hoping to be able to pass through its entire length. By cool efforts along grassy, ice-worn slopes, I reached the upper end in a little over a day, but was compelled to pass a second night in the gorge, and in the moonlight, I wrote you this short pencil letter in my notebook. The moon is looking down into the canyon, and how marvelously the great rocks kindle to her light. Every dome and brow and swelling boss, touched by her white rays, glows as if lighted with snow. I am now only a mile from last night's camp, and have been climbing and sketching all day in this difficult but instructive gorge. It is formed in the bottom of the main canyon, among the roots of Cloud's Rest. It begins at the filled-up lake basin where I camped last night, and ends a few hundred yards above in another basin of the same kind. The walls everywhere are craggy and vertical, and in some places they overlean. It is only from 20 to 60 feet wide, and not, though black and broken enough, the thin, crooked mouth of some mysterious abyss. But it was eroded, for in many places I saw its solid, seamless floor. I am sitting on a big stone, against which the stream divides, and goes brawling by in rapids on both sides. Half of my rock is white in the light, half in shadow. As I look from the opening jaws of the shadowy gorge, South Dome is immediately in front, high in the stars, her face turned from the moon, with the rest of her body gloriously muffled in waved folds of granite. On the left, sculptured from the main Cloud's Rest ridge, are three magnificent rocks, sisters of the great South Dome. On the right is a massive moonlit front of Mount Watkins, and between, low down in the furthest distance, is Sentinel Dome, girdled and darkened with forest. In the near foreground, Tenaya Creek is singing against the boulders that are white with snow and moonbeams. Now look back 20 yards, and you will see a waterfall fair as a spirit. The moonlight just touches it, bringing it into relief against a dark background of shadow. A little to the left and a dozen steps this side of the fall, a flickering light marks my camp, and a precious camp it is. A huge glacier-polished slab falling from the smooth, glossy flank of Cloud's Rest happened to settle on edge against the wall of the gorge. I did not know that this slab was glacier-polished until I lighted my fire. Judge of my delight. I think it was sent here by an earthquake. It is about 12 feet square. I wish I could take it home for a hearthstone. Beneath this slab is the only place in this torrent-swept gorge where I could find sand